You're now tuned into the Next to Flex podcast.
Streets talking about.
Yo, welcome to the Next to Flex podcast. It's O. I'm here with my favorite scumbags. We'll go around. Y'all can say who you are and how to find
you. Yo, this is J.O., lifeblood of the podcast. You can also find me on my podcast, the Talk Your Shit podcast. And right here, talking sports.
DMVD Nice. Instagram, DMVD Nice. Here we already talk some sports. Let's go.
Kev, I ain't on none of that stuff. So, I'm in here.
What? My bad.
Mm. All right, so let's start off with the final four. Oh. And shouts out engineer B-Zell.
Yo, B-Zell in the building.
Handling all the technical
difficulties.
Yeah, I don't have the luxury of just walking in 2 hours
That's
late.
That's enough out of you. All right, so let's start. Let's
start. You know what?
Let's start with March Madness.
Let's put the camera on this side of it.
Hey, let's start with March Madness. I guess everybody can tell us what your final four picks are. What's your final four, Kev? Who you had?
Like I said a little while ago, I ain't watched much basketball this year. You know what I'm saying? Got grown, you know, got busy. But I watched one game. I watched UConn and Marquette on a random Saturday afternoon. And so I picked Marquette and UConn to face in championship. And the other two teams is I have Arizona and Purdue. But I got UConn and Marquette in the championship.
Marquette, huh? Okay.
So it was a good game then, huh?
Actually, UConn blew them out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind
that. And then they played again. I think they got blown out again. But yeah. Like, if you're playing a top team like UConn, you got to be all right. So let me just roll with that.
But they just in the conference, huh?
Yeah. I had Creighton in there, too. So, you know, I can't have three Big East teams in the Final Four. Oh, let me just stop.
That was horrible.
Let me just stop.
Well, actually, I got Creighton in mine.
Okay.
I got Creighton in my Final Four.
Final Four?
Yeah. Yeah, Cinderella. That's my Cinderella.
You ain't winning.
It ain't that big of a Cinderella, though, because they're number three. So, but I got them, Arizona, UConn, and oh, man, who was my fourth?
Houston.
Houston was my fourth.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Everybody picked Houston.
So, Houston, UConn, Arizona, and Creighton. That's who I got in the Final Four.
I got UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Tennessee. Now, picking the SEC school may be kind of suspect because SEC getting the asses whipped right now. I mean, they 0-3 right now. Or at least three of them are knocked out in the
Tennessee
first round.
Tennessee won, so it was a bunch of
them. Tennessee won, but the rest of three of them are already out.
So what you think that's all about, SEC taking them L's like that?
Man, they overrated, man. They need to stick to football. I mean, really, is SEC a basketball team?
Yeah, this year the SEC.
This year, they played well during the year beating up each other up, but, you know, I don't know.
This year ain't for the SEC. I don't think.
Yeah.
But I think it's built from last year. Last year they had a good season, a good tournament. Yeah, Alabama went far and yeah, they had who's the other team? I can't think right now. But Alabama went to like the Elite Eight last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 years ago.
A couple years ago when they had the dude play for Charlotte.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know them, well, those elite schools, man, with those one and done players, man.
Yeah,
they kind of at a disadvantage. Well,
Kentucky's the one and done players, and they've been struggling the past 4 or 5 years.
Well, they've been missing their best player, DJ Wagner, for a minute, though.
But they're at a disadvantage when you come to these tournaments, when they play against these teams. These juniors and seniors have been playing together a long time.
Exactly. The freshmen and sophomores, they ain't ready for that veteran
experience.
The one
and done dudes, they don't play defense, man. They ain't
They ain't there for that.
how did allow a dude to drop 10 threes on him. You know what I'm saying?
10 for 20.
10 for 20.
He shot 20.
How they allowed him to shoot that? I mean,
he said, I know I'm not going to make the NBA. I know they got draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
But I can compete with them right here.
Exactly. Yo,
that dude.
This is the biggest game of his life. Right. Other dudes, exactly.
That dude dribbled 3 times.
Is that right?
Yeah. Also, I got a stat, too. I got a stat about that dude, too.
Okay.
It was crazy. Give me a second.
Well, I'll say this. That dude is going to be coming back like us at LA Fitness for the rest of his
life. Exactly.
So out of the year, he put up 355 shots. 347 of them were threes.
No, man.
4-8
were like in transition layup. Like that y'all was crazy. I said it can't be true. They said it like 3 times. I was like, because they couldn't believe. I said, man.
Yeah, I mean that, but that's the biggest game of his life. Yeah, other dudes, they looking past it.
So the question is to Calipari, his lack of success in the tournament. He got that big old massive deal. Should they?
He got a lifetime contract.
Well, you gonna fire him just because the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
Well,
and it's not just conference. Not just this year. The conference don't mean jack.
It's the dude.
Don't gotta do me. Nah.
But also,
in college football, it does. Oh, what is it? Yeah. In football, college, it does. Though
it makes a difference when you get into the Final Four, Elite Eight, Sweet 16. They didn't even make it past the second round the past 4 years. I mean, you supposed to have the top talent coming to the top. You have the number one recruit in high school player. Now, next year, you're going to have number two recruit. You still going to knock down.
But that's what I'm saying. It's hard, though, because, like I said, Wagner been hurt most of the year, or at least down the stretch.
Right.
Wagner versus Kentucky. You got the number top recruiters.
Yeah, he got. They had like 9 D1s.
He has 4 of the top 15 coming in next year.
Exactly. And if they lose again,
Duke got the number one recruiter next year. They got 4 or 5 stars.
Is he a good recruiter or is he?
They got 4 or 5 stars.
Can't coach.
And three, four stars or something like that.
But one and done versus. A four-year player.
Yeah, it's hard.
But that leads you right into the whole G League thing, though.
Exactly.
But also, I mean, you got these one and done. They don't know how to play together. They just get on the court, they all try to get to the league, right?
But if that's your philosophy, you got to mold them to be ready for all season. They be ready for the tournament, and he's not getting them ready for the tournament because they losing.
Hey, what talking about 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not only that, you can say since NILs, like, them dudes ain't really
that's why ain't really in.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't really there. Like, before they were there kind of sort of.
Man, they just trying. Yeah.
But now they're there just to get paid and get the leagues. I mean.
They just trying to make sure they maintain some sort of grade so they can play and then get to June or May or whatever and go to the NBA.
I know you wanted to talk about NBA getting rid of Chief. G League Unite.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why,
because
NIL.
Yeah, that is why. Yeah, exactly.
It was a way for them to make money out of high school, but NIL, they make money anyway.
Which
makes sense. I mean, NILs changed the game. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is. Knight was a good run, had its good run. It made sense. It served its purpose. Yeah, exactly.
Is that why Saban quit?
Yeah, it is.
He didn't say that. It was basically because of the way things are changing.
But can you blame him?
Did he have those problems?
What you mean?
Alabama.
What problems?
Was he losing players for NIL?
Not necessarily.
The ability to get them changes, and the old man don't want to change. Like, I don't blame him for leaving. Like, there's no shame in saying, you know what, the game changed by
Alabama. Not about except
when he left
to recruit them players.
But you know they had a record number leave.
You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure
them in Florida State
them the right way. You know,
them in Florida State had a record number of people leave this transfer. After Nick said he was gone, man, so many people left Alabama.
Yeah, he said.
But that means they're probably thinking about leaving.
But do you think, because,
Or he saw it coming. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, he saw it coming. Yeah,
I'm out of here.
All right, well, let's go ahead to the NFL.
Fuck these kids.
Let's talk about free agents.
Let's do it.
The biggest thing we've been talking is Fields getting traded to the Steelers right after they signed Russell Wilson.
Dangerous. Get it right.
To a 1 year deal.
Dangerous.
It's a 1 year deal. 1.2 million.
Basic. Minimum.
Yeah.
He they're poor.
Now let me say this. Let's start like this. So, what with signing Fields behind. Trading for Fields after signing for Russ. What's the best case scenario for the Steelers this year? Because this is the way I look at it. If Russ has a great year, they make the playoffs,
whatever happened to the playoffs. Bills have a great year. Fields is a free agent after this year.
So is Russ.
So is Russ having a good year the best thing? Because Fields become a free agent, what are you going to do? Are you going to re-sign Fields? Are you going to bring back Russ? How old is Russ?
38.
What's the best case scenario for this man? Because I tell you right now, if Russ don't show his ass in training camp, they're going to cut his ass right away.
I don't disagree with that though, because they got him for nothing. And Fields come out and he balling for real. Like, and he balling and he learned the system, and they think the system is made for him already. Fields, then I feel like future, right? Yeah, because if you think about it, he do well. They gonna say, okay, well, let's try to sign him. So he sign him now, so he don't have to pay like a whole bunch of money, like. You know, like 50, 60 million. Maybe they signed him for 40, yeah. 30, 40 million. We're going to give you the keys to the kingdom right now.
If the year's over and you re-sign Russ instead of Fields, I think you lose them right there.
Okay.
If you go with Russ over Fields, Fields ain't going to stay there another year. Back.
Well, okay. So.
Because you got to pay him.
Your question was the best case scenario, right? So Tom has already said that Russ is a starter. Okay. Tom has said that. But he means it. Don't freaking know.
Exactly.
One, I think he signed Fields to push Russ, right? It's iron sharpens iron type stuff. He has two dudes that are going to be very motivated to bust ass. You know what I'm saying?
Pause. Only one can play.
Agreed. Regardless.
That was crazy. He said bust
ass. And I said, yeah. I said pause. But anyway.
It is.
I did. Okay. But, regardless, Fields is not beating out Russ. It's not going to happen. So it's not gonna like all the insinuations or all the possibilities, Fields is not beating out Russ, right? The best case scenario is Fields gets his mind together, right?
Exactly.
Like does better. Russ gets hurt.
Yeah.
Around week 10, week 11, where they're like 7-3, 8-2. Or maybe like week 13, where they're like, 10-3.
Wow.
Finishes it out very well. And at that point, you have the opportunity. Fields has shown his growth. He played well on a good team that was winning with Russ, and you re-sign Fields. Because you're right. Signing Russ to a long term doesn't make sense at this point.
Yeah.
But Russ is the better player. Fields is not going to beat out Russ and on the field. He's not.
So let me get this straight.
He's not.
Said best case scenario, Russ getting hurt in the middle of the season.
Best case scenario. not middle, towards the end. And Fields takes
over. That's
the
best case.
The level play doesn't drop off.
But Russ needs to take over for a best case scenario, right?
Russ is going to play. Russ is a starter.
I mean, yeah. Fields needs to take over for best case scenario.
Yes, because he's younger. Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
Fields needs to play well though when he take over too.
But if I don't get to play.
The level play cannot drop.
Yeah.
But on the field, Fields would not ever beat out Russ.
So don't they have to get Fields on the field at some point?
You said best case scenario.
Don't he have to get on the field
unless Russ gets hurt.
Best case Fields plays this year, right?
Best case long term.
Yeah.
Long term. Best case.
But he needs to play. He got to get on the field.
Yeah. That's what
best case scenario is Russ is not killing it. I mean, you going to say best case, the nigga get hurt.
Long term, short term.
Best case scenario is somebody get hurt.
But you want to see
best case scenario is that Fields takes that from
him. But he won't.
Yeah.
But Russ plays terrible, but he won't.
But he won't.
This offense is going to be made. For Russ's game, Russ plays well with a play action and throwing the ball deep. He got pickings. Yeah. You know, this is the perfect offense for him. You know, he's not
say that for Fields too.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know.
What's
Fields has a good deep ball.
Fields not shown the ability to do that just yet.
Not consistent. Consistent. He has a good deep ball. Not as consistent as Russ. Russ is the better deep ball thrower right now. I mean, I think it's going to be a good learning experience for Fields. And we'll see. And ideally, it'd be great.
If you don't play though,
right?
I mean,
you don't have to. Again, you said best case scenario.
Sometimes to learn, you can learn by sitting sometimes too. You know what I'm saying?
No, not Phil.
And they're gonna be in practice. They're gonna have practice. They're gonna see some film. You know, he's gonna learn. But the one thing both quarterbacks I could say in the past and what they were talking about on the radio is that both of them are sack prone. I'm talking about the stats from this commentary. Both of them are the two leading quarterbacks in sacks and turnover. They're going to have to be basically both be able to take care of the ball. Exactly. So both of them are going to have to get that together if they're going to be successful.
But you know Russ played well last year. Y'all forget
that.
He did
play well. In a better offense.
It's an interesting situation, man, because I feel like if Fields don't get in there and play,
he won't.
He'll be gone.
Of course, they both.
I think so too, though. But yeah, so he has to get on the field. That is the best case scenario. Whether however he does it, I don't want to be like Russ go get hurt. But however he gets on the field, he's gonna have to get on the field too.
But they're gonna have to sign. They're both free agents, but they're gonna have to sign one. You're not gonna go into next year with none of them being signed. You gotta sign one.
And that's why I hope Pittsburgh's on Hard Knocks because I want to see this.
Yeah, that would be good.
Either the in-season one or the regular.
Well, they can't be on Hard Knocks because they was a playoff team.
But they can be. They can refuse it if they.
Well, no. If you play playoffs, you can't be on Hard Knocks. You have to be.
How about the in-season one?
You can refuse it. You can refuse it. They ask whoever they want. But
well, no, I thought it was a rule where if you make the playoffs, you can't get on at least the initial one. Okay. In-season maybe.
But well, the NCAA, I think, because Miami was going
to be. Yo, asked the team, yeah. I think, if you were playing.
No, well, one of the qualifiers, though, it has to be a non-playoff team, though. That's why the Jets.
I want to see that.
Yeah. But Miami was the NCAA, so, yeah, I guess you can.
I guess they made the playoffs.
So let's go to the other free agent news. I thought this was interesting. Chase Young signed a one-year $13 million.
Get your money, young man.
Fully guaranteed with the
Saints. Get your money, young man.
After a 2.5 sack year last year, he did get a sack in the Super Bowl.
He did.
I thought they said he had 7.5 this year.
They lied to you.
Two and a half. Seven and a half was a career high. Two and a half with the Skins.
Oh,
okay. Seven and a half is really
good. So it's five. Okay.
But what I read, though, they do have some injury and some playoff and some they do have some contingencies in that contract. Yeah. It's not fully guaranteed.
I thought it was fully guaranteed.
No, it's contingencies.
He got to play all 17 games.
Yeah, I don't know about 17.
All 17 games.
17 and some other stuff. So it's some stuff that he's going to have to perform. Yeah, get that full
17 solo tackles, 7.5 sacks.
Oh, he had more with the Skins there, but one had 2.5 with the
Yeah, it's a 2023 stash.
But I think it's a good move. I mean, he could learn from Jordan down there, veteran DN, Hall of Famer.
But he had Bosa on the other end this year, so I mean Bosa's to me a better pass rusher than
speaking of someone that Jordan needs to learn from the bench.
Yeah.
Huh?
Speaking of someone that needs to learn from being on the bench, Chase is one of them. He's one of them, like, for real.
He needs to
sit back and get shit together.
The thing is that he tries to always make the splash play, so he's always getting out of position or doing stuff like that. So he's not very disciplined in his rush game, so he's going to have to learn that at least.
Right.
That part. And a second move. I still haven't seen a second move.
Yeah.
Like once he gets stumped, that's it. Yeah. And we've seen it. We watched the game last year a couple times where after he gets stopped, he just started looking around.
He'll pull a I can't think of his name, but do that the lay down. Haynesburg. real quick. And it's lay there.
He's gonna watch
the play from the ground. Yeah.
All right, so what y'all think was some of the best free agent signings?
I think a sneaky free agent signing from a team who's already good is Hollywood Brown. I think he already had some receiver issues
with the Chiefs.
I think Hollywood Brown is a sneaky receiver because they got him for a cheap price. You know he can catch better than the one they cut. They can catch from better than a previous receiver.
The thing with Hollywood is that we
projected because I don't know.
Hollywood's so small.
No.
Hollywood's so small. He get jammed up at the line. He's so small.
Well, see, that's the thing.
You still got Rashee Rice and you got Kelsey. All you need somebody to fit who can stretch the field.
With the Ravens, they called him 50-50. His nickname was 50-50 with the Ravens. And you're right. He can't. That's his problem with the Ravens. They were trying to make him number one receiver. Exactly. He's not even a number two, to be honest with you. He's more of a slot dude because, like you said, he can't get off the line. He's fast, but he's not. He don't have the twitch moves like the get off the line and stuff. So you put him in a slot where he can get off the line. He can sit 2 yards back. That's better for him.
Yeah,
get an easy clean release.
Mm-hmm. But it's gonna be better than what they had this year though. You look at the receiver this year, who they had. And they won a Super Bowl.
That's the best signing for you.
That's not the best. That's an intriguing.
I think a sneaky good one is Danielle Hunter with the Texans.
Yeah, yeah, I like
that. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that. Real. I think that was that.
What's his name?
Danielle
Hunter. That was Danielle.
That's what that, I'm just going by what I heard.
Yeah, it's Danielle, but it's Danielle.
Yeah, that but that nigga with him and Will Anderson. Man, Will Anderson had a nice year.
Get it right.
The last
rookie of the year.
Yeah, this and Danielle been in double digits the last.
Yeah, it's a great pickup.
I just think. I mean, I still like that Saquon one. That just
and they got your boy too.
That just putting up. Mix.
Oh yeah, but yeah, Mixon my boy. You know that, but he get 2 yards a carry.
Yeah,
I mean,
hopefully a better offense.
Yeah, a mix.
Somebody else they got.
Who's the running back last?
The rookie dude,
Singletary.
He took over some main spot.
He took over
Pierce.
Yes,
Damian Pierce. Is Damian Pierce still on the team?
He's still there.
Okay.
Singletary signed with somebody else.
He signed with the Giants.
Yeah,
he took the Saquon spot. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I got him in dynasty.
Good job.
I mean, so. Omar gonna punch me for this, but to me, the best signing is Kirk Cousins, by far.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Barkley.
Kirk is still coming off of Achilles injury. It won't even know if he's going to be even ready to play.
A 35-year-old dude coming off.
Exactly. I get what y'all saying,
but
I'm very skeptical.
That's who's still a top-five quarterback. You know? Like, hey, to get a top-five quarterback for not top 10 money.
Kirk ain't playing more than 10 games.
Okay.
He said it.
He said it in the message, yo.
He's going to rob them blind.
I mean, he's already. Never mind.
Fields gonna sign that next year anyway.
Hey, another receiver.
If they wanted Fields, they could have had him for 6 miles.
Yeah, they could have.
Another receiver I like. It wasn't a sign, it was a trade. But Keenan Allen going to Chicago. That's gonna be a safety blanket for Caleb. I think that's gonna be.
How old is Keenan Allen?
But that's he's
older than Kirk Cousins.
Older shit.
He's 31. But he's still the ball.
Yeah.
He's about 35, man.
He's
like Kirk Cousins.
He's 31. Look at the oldest cousin.
Yeah. I guarantee
you. Nah, man. He's 31.
He's about to top
action.
Man.
He's the oldest cousin.
No, he's not.
He's old, man.
He's 31.
He was born
92, 31.
He was born 80.
92.
Yeah, 31. Yeah.
How old you are if you born in 92?
Damn.
I know. He'll be 32 this year. Yeah, that's it. He'll be 32 this year. Yeah. He'll be 32 this year. But yo, he moved,
man. It's gonna be safety
blanket. But you know what though?
He a tight end, man.
he had over 100 yards.
But you know what? You're right though. But he is the dude you want him for rookie
because quarterback, exactly.
He can steal a third down, a third and mid. 6, 7, 8.
He's gonna make a play.
If you're on the field, sure.
He's on the field. But he was injured early in his career. His last couple of years, he hasn't been hurt that much.
He missed games last year.
At the end of the season, they had another play for him.
Why you love that nigga so much?
I'm saying,
all right, so what was the questionable sign?
Mine was, I told you.
There's a couple of them, though.
Mac Jones. I'm like, it ain't make sense to him.
Oh, it was a trade, though. It'd be a backup. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I thought that shit was weird. Well, the Jaguars, man, they let Ridley go.
Yeah, and then signed Gabe.
Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Gabe isn't that good.
Yeah.
Gabe. You know, this was crazy, man. I wrote this shit down. Gabe Davis signed for more money than Saquon did.
Really?
Ain't that fucking crazy? Yo, running backs get no
respect. Bro, receivers, different market receivers, man.
But Gabe Davis got more money than Saquon.
Gabe hasn't. He's gonna have to prove it.
That is ridiculous.
How much guarantee did Gabe get?
He got a little bit of money. Yeah, he got a little bit of money.
And also, I thought the Bills should have did something. Bills ain't do shit.
Well, he delivered last year. Gabe didn't do much for Josh.
So he left Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo got Curtis Samuel.
And
Mitch Trubisky. Buffalo ain't doing nothing to help Allen.
Not yet.
Yeah, maybe doing
the draft.
Jaguars ain't doing nothing to help your boy.
Mitch Trubisky. Why you had to throw that in there?
And Mitchell. It's Mitchell.
What, he signed a back? Wasn't he with them?
He said what?
With Buffalo. He said Buffalo, right?
He went back there, right? He was there before. Pittsburgh.
I saw him.
And then he said, I'm going back.
I mean, Gabe Davis is only 24. Gabe Davis is only 24. So he's young, so he has potential. But we'll see if he can live up to potential. I mean, he's so flashes. Maybe a different offense change.
He's so flashy to do what?
The big plays. You saw what he did 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he had Stephon Diggs on the other side, though.
You got Christian Kirk. You got,
Vinny won the money, I guess.
He got a bigger contract, I think. Yeah. Houston.
He got some money.
Yeah.
I think he's got the biggest contract. Receivers and free agents.
He better on himself.
But what about
You, Bezell?
What about Pittsburgh, though? They lost Deontay Johnson.
No, they gave him away.
But I'm saying, they gave him away, right? But
because they didn't want him because he was like not blocking them plays and stuff. Like he wasn't.
That was Pickens.
Both of them. Well, that's both of them.
I know Pickens.
Something.
Both of them. Somebody else.
Because they get that dude away.
Yeah.
My sign. I like Eckler going to Washington. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Eckler.
I just think like they put the right things around the little young quarterback. Like they not doing this. I'm gonna get this. They thinking about it. And they put a veteran running back that can
run a young quarterback.
Well,
they're gonna have a young quarterback.
I think they signed him for his leadership more than his playing.
He got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
But they signed him to be a third down back too, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly.
He's a complimentary to Brian Robinson.
And I think they still, he got something left in the tank with
him.
If he has to run the ball or something, I think he'll be able to run. I think he'll be mostly third down.
They say that. The best friend for a young quarterback is a catching running back
and a tight end.
Yeah.
I think that they're doing the right thing. They put a veteran tight end. Now, Ertz might be
he's not going to play
board most of the time.
I think he did because I think they're going to draft one.
I drafted one last year.
Another tight end.
Right
now. You see this?
Because if you think about it, it's a lot of good tight ends. It's like, and it's a lot of athletic ones, too, in the draft this year. The one from Florida State, the dude from
of course
Georgia, but he going early. But it's another one from Texas.
Yeah.
Still got free agency,
and so they got them dudes like that dude from Florida State is a man. He big too,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He like 260 and he can run.
My worst signings is kind of a tie, and it's unfair, but the Chase Young one, I don't understand why you even waste your money. But that's fine. But what we
get. I looked it up. That was one of the worst ones they said.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry.
I looked at a lot of stuff.
But okay. I'll leave Chase alone. But
we'll see.
For me, it's still the Josh Jacobs one. Like, you get rid of Aaron Jones, who was the lifeblood of your team. Right, for a dude, they have a good
trademark that you can't use that for Aaron Jones.
Okay, I'm sorry. But it's still
I was taking over play.
Josh was good 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and he's a little older.
Yeah,
and I know Aaron old too, but Aaron has proven himself there and wasn't asking for much. You know what I'm saying? Like he was carrying your offense, and you just tossed him aside like that. Hurts me.
I guess because they.
And Josh,
if you think about it, a lot of
people.
Aaron Jones was playing very well, but they used Dylan.
Right.
They used Dylan also. Dylan gone too.
Yeah. They got rid of Dylan.
That's why they got Jacob, so they can use him as like one back. Because Jacobs do everything.
But he don't do well anymore. Well, sorry.
Well,
but he's still only 26 years old.
He's 3 years younger.
But he's 26.
But he stayed hurt, though.
I thought he was 31.
Jacob stay in street clothes.
Aaron Jones?
I thought he was over 30, but maybe not.
No, Aaron Jones 29.
Okay. But I think they take because Josh Jacobs can do both. He's the goal linebacker. He can catch out the backfield. He run between the tackles. He got some speed. But, I mean, he's durable. I mean, he's played a lot.
Aaron Jones is not durable. I mean,
Josh Jacobs has played a lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he hurt too, man.
Who?
Jacobs, he hurt a lot too.
No, he don't.
He's gotten hurt. But now it seems like Aaron
his
Jones
first 2 years, he was a bell cow.
Yes, but I'm just saying it just doesn't feel right to me.
It was a little weird. Especially after the playoff game to Aaron Jones.
That's a bad way to end your career with the team you started with.
But he also was kind of a 4-3-4-5 game. Missing a few, you know what I'm saying, during the year.
He had that first monster game, and he missed like 5-6 games.
As a matter of fact, he had just came back. He had played like 3 games. He was like 3 games back when he had that good game against Dallas.
He's still a good player, but yeah.
I also thought it was fucked up. Panthers ain't do nothing for Bryce
Young. They ain't do shit.
No, they got three linemen.
They don't have a...
They got three linemen. for the, they got three linemen, dog. Yeah,
they got Deontay Johnson. They got another weapon.
They got three linemen. And one of them, the one dude was paid the most.
Oh, really?
In free agency. Yeah, I just read about that. It was like low key, but they got like a guard.
I mean, having three linemen is
there? You need some linemen.
Yeah, they got three. They got three of the better ones that was in free agency too.
Okay.
So, I mean, but they tried. Basically, what they just like you said, they tried Deontay Johnson because they had Thielen?
Thielen.
5 yards and then he good right there.
This dude had his whole route tree is an in and out.
entire route speed tree. In and speed out. Yeah, yeah. Ironically, it ain't no speed to the out. It's just a speed out.
Nah, man, this dude run fundamental in and out.
But they did because he was running for his life, so they had to get linemen. And I think the new coach understood that.
And who was the new coach, by the way?
New coach and new GM. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you his name for nothing right now.
You're going to be fired in the middle of the year like the last two, like the last three coaches or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the draft. Mel Kiper came out with his latest draft. A couple of interesting things. His latest mock. Of course, he had Drake May going third to New England, but you got Harrison fourth to Cardinals.
Okay. He's going chalk so far.
Basically.
But then we go all receivers. We got Neighbors to the Chargers and then Adunze to the Giants.
Adunze, I tell you.
Yeah, you did call it.
Yeah. And then Joe Hall going to the Titans.
Yeah. I actually thought.
And you got your boy.
Okay.
Brock Bowers going to the Jets at 10. And McCarthy going to the Vikings.
Yo,
Who he got y'all getting at 9 then?
Huh?
Who he got y'all getting at 9?
DN from Florida State.
The boy, Verse.
Who, Jared Verse?
Yeah.
That's of course.
I like Dallas too.
You know, dominant defensive players.
I like Dallas Turner.
Yeah.
The other end from Alabama. I thought. Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I thought he would go first, but okay.
Yeah.
So I actually think if McCarthy drops to Minnesota, that would be kind of perfect for Minnesota because they actually got the other first round pick to try to trade up. And I think they were going
out. Yeah, 11 and 23.
I can see McCarthy.
Yeah, but if they fall to their lap,
I can see McCarthy rising.
Remember, I said I can see it too. Get him a number three. That's what I said.
I don't think they're going that high. I don't think they're going that high.
I think. We'll see. I think Minnesota's going to jump up somewhere
to get Drake
in there to get to get McCarthy because I feel like what you call it? Who is it?
Bo Nix 12th to Denver.
Yeah,
that's a good fit for Bo though.
Yeah,
I actually like Bo Nix. I like Bo Nix a lot.
I'm not a big fan of Bo.
I like Bo Nix a lot.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of him at Oregon, not at Auburn though.
Right. I think he did okay at Auburn, but like he showed a lot of progress at Oregon.
He
started to really show. And I think sometimes when you get into another area, another offense, whatever, and the coach believes in you. You can play a little more free.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? True. I think at Auburn, it was a little more wide open.
It was Gus, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Gus.
You got my man
Kool-Aid
dropping
on the
first.
Kool-Aid ain't going first now. Huh? Kool-Aid McKintry?
Yeah, they said the other dude was better. Arnold?
Yeah, him up there.
They said Arnold was better. Kool-Aid just had the name. But Kool-Aid is good, though. Kool-Aid's good, though.
Definitely got the name.
I remember he...
Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, so let's slide over to the NBA real quick. I wanted to play that clip, Kyrie. Y'all see that game when it shot?
Left hand hook for the free throw line.
That was nasty.
That was the craziest shit I ever seen.
That was nasty.
I
thought a clock was just gonna run up.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. And
I seen that shot. Like a guard. Taking that shot is crazy. Anybody, insane. Right. Kareem did it. It'd be like, okay, that's just a scuffle.
He ain't doing that
He was running.
Like that.
Pivot, like, you know, like he going full speed. Who does that?
Yeah.
Rod Strickland, Godson.
Search, Google that. Look it up on YouTube. Watch that shit. You just watch the reaction from all the players after that.
Yeah, what's called a drop? Dirk dropped to his knees. Like, wow. Like, come on. Like,
you mean Luka?
I'm sorry, Luka. I said Dirk.
Dirk goes to the game. He dropped to his knees, man.
Man said Dirk dropped to his knees.
All right, so. Because he couldn't stand up no more.
So right after that, Damian Lillard, he sent a text. He said, Kyrie, the most skilled motherfucker ever. That's the text.
A tweet.
Kyrie is skilled.
So that brings up the question. Is Kyrie the most skilled dude ever in the NBA?
Dog, he said...
Can you put him over Curry?
Skills? Yeah. As far as what? Like it's everything. Answer. Yes.
He's
easily over Curry?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, Curry's skilled too, but Kyrie's still at another
I think level. Curry is just Curry's a shooter. Right. I mean, he's skilled. He's skilled.
You ever seen Curry pregame?
I'm sorry. I can't.
Kyrie is more skilled than Curry is not against Curry. They're both up here.
Exactly.
But Irvin is skilled as fuck.
They said so. It's different types of dribblers, right? Yeah, we all like they're dribblers that set you up, and dribblers that you know they're dribblers that just get past you.
Come on, Pat.
They just hold it. But they're dribblers like Kyrie, and this man was saying, I saw Joe. He was like, he gets his feet and his hands and his body moving all at one, like it's all one. So when he's dribbling, he already know. His body knows what he's going to do before he, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but he also
it's ridiculous, dog.
But he also knows how to finish with both hands. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, I mean.
And somebody said he played with a hole in the back, backboard. So he had
the wrong way on a
shot. Man,
by far.
Yeah, definitely more skill. Definitely more
skilled. He might be the most skilled player. So, I mean, because Allen said the same thing. Allen said the same thing. Like,
Iverson had one move, and he said this right, left.
Iverson had the ball. He could get past.
I did not say he only had one move.
Yeah, no, he didn't say
that. I will send it to you.
I know Iverson said he had he got past you. He dribbled the ball just to get past you. Kyrie set you up to bring you back to get past you. Like, he does so much. I mean, it's crazy, man. That dude is sick. When he's motivated, he's sick.
All right. So, I was having an argument with some
random
people. No, about Curry. Is Curry a point guard?
He's still.
Because people rank him all the time. They rank Curry top five all the time, right, Bizzell? You got him top five all the time, don't you?
Just for a point guard?
No, just period.
All the time?
Not right now.
I got him top 10. I don't have top 5.
So where is he at?
But people are.
Is he in your top 5 point guards?
Yes. And point guards, yes. He's in my top 5 point guards.
But is he a point
in your
guard?
Top 10 all time?
No. I mean, he's close, though. I mean, they're like 6.
So who are your top 3? Top 3 point guards all time. Let's go. Top 3 point guards all time.
I'm biased. I like Isaiah.
I'm biased, too. But I like
Magic, Isaiah, and AI.
AI want no point guard.
AI was not a point guard because he had Eric Snow his whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Snow was the point guard, though.
He was a combo guard.
Yes, he was, though. No, he was the point guard.
He wasn't called him a point guard.
Defense. He played the point guard.
But he brought the ball down the line.
No, Iverson had the ball.
Iverson had the ball when he came across the line, though.
He set up the team.
He set up the team. Iverson ran off a lot of picks. That's why everybody.
Snow ain't said shit.
Yes, he did, dog.
Snow was out there to play D.
No, I know he's out there to play D. But he also brought the ball down when he got across half court. He saved him joint, and Iverson ran up a lot of picks. Yeah. I mean, that was their offense anyway. So, I mean, Iverson was their offense on that team.
Yeah.
But his joint was shooting guard. He was a shooting guard at the time. Snow was a point guard. He was a scoring guard.
And that combo.
In that sense, you know.
Who was the official point guard on that team?
Snow.
He was the point guard.
But then he was the combo guard. At the end of the game, the ball in Iverson's hand.
Of course, but like I said, he was the offense.
Except the offense, though, it was Snow. He Snow ran the play.
Well, I know he definitely played defense.
Though the position, it depends on the time of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. That's true.
My definition of a point guard is a primary ball handler.
Okay,
correct.
But if
it doesn't happen,
well, it could be a shooter.
Like, how does it work though? Huh? If you're the primary ball handler and the primary shooter, are you still the point guard?
I think that's possible.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but so where's the, I feel like point guard, this whole thing about positionless basketball has done a lot to what a point guard really is, right? Mm-hmm. So you saying, can they coexist? Can they be the same?
And we call it a point guard.
I really believe when Iverson started to do it, like I said, most games that I watched him and Snow play, Snow brought the ball across him. They tried to get Iverson free. Yep. They got him the ball, and he did his thing.
And moved out of the way.
So in that case, I really don't feel like Iverson was the point guard.
I think Snow
was setting up
and bringing it down. Like, a lot of people say Draymond is the point guard for Golden State.
I've heard that.
He didn't bring it down, but he initiated the offense.
But is that? But that's the thing. So what are we saying? What is the point guard like? Is he the main ball handler, or is he the one that initiates the offense? Because, like you said, he don't necessarily have to bring it down to initiate the offense. But Draymond, that's when they was at their best. When Draymond got the ball in a certain spot in half court, and they start moving and picks.
You know why though? That was to save Curry from having to face the defensive up the court. You know what I'm saying? So he would bring the ball up, Curry run around, then pass to him after half court because he don't has to deal with the pressure.
It's so different now, man.
The positionless. I'm gonna say transitional.
Back in the day, y'all put Steve Nash up there.
Steve Nash
is
the
point guard,
not top three, but he'd be top. Stockton's still top 10. So my top 3.
Top 10 point guards?
Top 10?
Yeah. Stockton?
Yeah, I put Stockton a little higher than 10.
Way higher
than 10. I'm saying he's in the top 10. I'm saying he's in the top
10. So you ain't put
him back in the top 10. Top 3,
yeah. He like, I got.
Okay, so who's that?
I got
all time steals and assists. Magic. Yeah. What else you want?
And nobody's going to catch that.
He's white, like, though. So,
okay. Watch, be careful.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, it's going to be really difficult.
I was gonna say Austin Robinson, he's top three.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I don't
like traditionally like a big man had to play D and get rebounds. Now that don't matter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Jokic is the best big man.
He don't play a bit of defense.
Back in the day, you had to.
Yeah,
that was your position. Yeah. That's what you had to do. And
but if you're going to say Curry is the top 5 point guard, then we got to start talking about what a point guard is.
Yeah, because you're right. Because like now, like you said, like, because now are we talking about LeBron being a point guard? Because he brings the ball down a lot on every team he's been on.
Yeah.
Is Magic, since he played with Norm the first, 4 or 5 years, is he a point guard because Norm brought it down? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is Draymond, is he a point guard? He initiates the offense. When they was at their best, he got the ball, he brought it down, and then they got into you know, movement and stuff like that. So it's just I think earlier when we were growing up, it was probably a little bit easier to tell in positions and stuff like that. Like Isaiah, even though he was a scoring point guard. You know what I'm saying? Like obviously could have been a combo guard. More so than at the time, definitively more of a combo guard because he did bring the ball back. But he also was like you said, the two can coexist, but he's also the actual scorer on their team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Steve Nash, he scored, but he was more of a point guard who could score.
Yeah, but
I think could shoot.
That whole Phoenix thing was system shit, man. Phoenix was ahead of their time.
Yeah, they couldn't get out seven seconds.
But Steve, nobody worried about Steve.
Didn't they make it to the jump one time?
Wait a minute,
the Western Conference Championship.
What was that, dude that Jimmy looked like? That
played
with Phoenix back in the day.
Kevin Johnson.
Oh,
Kevin Johnson was a bad dude. But Kevin Johnson was a bad dude too.
Russ was a pure point guard, right? Russ?
No, I won't say Russell. Pure. Who? I won't say Russell. Pure. Russell. Russell. Russ.
Oh, absolutely not.
But he said pure. Stop it. He said a pure point guard. That, no.
Russ is not.
I,
I feel like he's in that time when we talk about positionless basketball though.
The pure just throws me off. Like
you're right. So I think in that instance, he's more of a combo guard to me. Westbrook.
Russ.
In the instance of you take a pure point guard, Stockton, Nash, and people like that, and Chris Paul, you think of them as more pure point guard type of dudes, but then
nowadays you gotta be a combo.
Yeah, because James Harden is exactly like that too. Like
the traditional big man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like James Harden is a guy that you can say he's a point guard.
Okay, so about
you know what I'm saying?
Was it a year ago, 2 years ago? He walked into where we was at and was like, "Yo, the best point guard is James Harden," and I was like, "No."
Wait a minute.
I need to hear more from the guy in orange.
But what I'm about to say is the traditional big man, right? It's gone, right?
Yeah. Of course.
What I love is Shaq said a traditional big man gone because he killed them all. You know, they extinct.
The game.
Ewan, David Robinson, he killed them all.
The game has changed.
Alonzo, he killed them all. Yeah.
I want to ask a question. This is crazy.
But he's coming back, though.
We was talking about this. This ain't got nothing to do with the thing. But in the
podcast?
No. About the lineup. But anyway. I remember we were talking about what time is Dwight Howard in his prime.
I know.
Dwight Howard in his prime.
Yeah.
Against Jokic.
He locked Jokic down in the book.
Especially in his prime. I'm talking about in his prime when he was with. I think Dwight Howard shuts him down. Like,
period. He shut him down in the bubble.
And I'm just saying, like, even that, like.
That's before Jokic
played. I'm talking about Dwight Howard now in his prime and Jokic now. I think Dwight Howard still gets in him. Because he's an athlete.
He's physical.
He's strong enough.
He don't get no respect now.
Yeah, he don't get no respect.
That's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Okay.
And there's a lot of other shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. I don't think he gets enough love. Nah, he's good. But I think a lot of people think it's just so easy. Like, oh, nah, Jokic will kill him.
Nah, it's not.
Dwight shut him down in the bubble, man. I mean, it wasn't Jokic. It wasn't MVP Jokic, but
yeah, exactly. It was a different.
He was the last one.
Murray went off in a bubble. Murray dominated.
Did he?
He was on fire.
Oh, him and had that nice game against each other.
It was Dave, wasn't it?
Him and Spider.
So,
let's
go to pop culture now. We'll let B-Dell talk about
Buzzle.
He wanted to talk about what did Nelly say in the media? What was the comments?
He said that his era was the hardest era to compete with in hip hop. You know, because he had to compete with was it DMX?
Jay-Z.
Lil Wayne.
DMX, some legends.
And do y'all agree with that? Because I mean, it's different eras. Like, you think about Jay-Z, that was around that time. But you think about the Pac and Big and Nas era.
So what is he talking about? He didn't get a Grammy or something?
Yeah, he made hits. He was making hits after hits. So
you think his respect?
He was making hits, but he was like, it was just his era was the hardest era.
I think the
toughest one. And I'm like, you know. My opinion, I think he's crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
everybody gonna think that the era is the best era.
Well, I feel like you're kind of right though, because it's like, he made hits, but like, did his hits the way?
Yeah, he made.
Like, okay. So we talk about Jay-Z and DMX, right? And Big and Pac, right? And they made hits, but their hits was like different than Nelly's hits. Nelly's hits was like more.
The club.
Party type. No, it's not something that you'd be like, oh, so when you heard something
Air Force Ones
and all them, you was like, oh, I'm gonna get that album. Yeah, right? Yeah. You were like, I'm gonna get that album. You heard Nelly, you was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the club and hear that song. I wanna go see these jokes.
Air Force Ones.
I'm not in my car
No,
blasting, take off all your clothes.
No.
But in the club,
I think that's where he's delusioned. Yeah, that like it's not because of them. It's because of the kind of music you made, and it's fine because you made, you know, say you made hits, you made money, whatever you did, That's what you want to do. But like, as far as like,
Kevin is looking so confused over there.
I just don't see that. Like,
He's trying to figure out how to end Nelly's career right now.
I'll tell you what, never mind. I ain't going to do that.
Okay. I want to quote Sean Carter, okay? He says, only dudes moving units, Pimp Juice and us.
Yeah.
All right. Clearly, even Jay-Z think that they was the top of the time.
They was moving units. They were.
Yeah.
MJ and only him at the time.
Moving units. Eminem, Pimp Juice, Nelly, and us, Rockefeller. He is saying at that point, yo, we the top.
You top. Yeah.
And it's all Nelly's saying is the exact same thing, is that it was a rough time for Nelly to be.
But he said it was the hardest time. He said it was the most competitive time.
Pause. What's harder?
Big, Pac, Snoop.
But we all, but that's all.
All them, man. Together. No, it wasn't. It was before that.
What year you're talking about? Give me a time frame, because Pac didn't really get Pac to, you know,
90,
all eyes on me, and then that's 96.
Well, no, that's it. That was here, but down south and all around.
Give me a time frame.
Dear Mama, you got the Dear Mama.
You gotta sell up here.
Give me a time frame.
In the mid-90s, it was segregated like hell.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was having them big old peaks with East Coast. Like, it wasn't, but by 2000s, after Pac and Big died, it became more intermingled, and everybody was buying everything at that point.
I mean, nah, because down south, it was either you fuck with North Carolina, right? And up top, that was Yin Yang. Outkast was the South. MJG was the South.
Like, there's no effing way you quoting Yin Yang in this conversation.
My bad. Wait a minute. Wrong thing. Wait a minute. Now I will defend him. I accidentally said that. I meant to say Wu Tang. No, I meant to say Wu Tang, man. My bad. Yeah. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me make my point. Now, it was either like everybody was on Wu-Tang. Like, even when I went to the Army, fresh in the Army, this was 90,
oh, yeah.
99.
92, 93.
No. Wait a minute. No, because though. No. I went to. No.
Early
90s. Nah. It was 98, 99. I'm in the Army, right?
But into the 36 Shades.
No. Listen what I'm saying. 97, 98, when I was in the Army. You had the guys from North Carolina all the way up. You know what they listened to? Wu-Tang. I mean, because the place was separated. It was separated. Then you had the guys with No Limit over here. You had the No Limit guys. You had the Outkast guys right here.
Yeah, it was segregated. It's the fuck with
Reasonable Doubt.
You say about like 96, you did. 96. But you're with my point. It was segregated.
Mm-hmm.
By 2001, 02, everyone was all together. And as Jay-Z said, I'm sorry, Sean Carter, only this movie used was M, Pimp Juice, and Us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was mixed together.
That doesn't mean it was the hardest time. You understand? The hardest time to compete. So, he was competing with, because at the time, listen, when you was coming out, it was either when Parkham came out, the motherfuckers, they didn't fuck with Big down there. Like, most people, so it made it harder. It was harder for the top guys. Yeah, because they was like, they like who they like.
In your area, but in 2001, when Pimp Juice was doing that thing, it was all together, yo. Like, it was no South, down South. It was no Texas Coast. It was only
everything.
Rap. It was all together.
Nah, I don't know that, dog.
All together.
Nah, because, dog, down south,
we need to get some stats.
When we were the cats down south, because I listen to everything because I'm from here. But down south, they been fucking with no shit up here. They fucking you know, only yeah, that shit down there. I'm just talking about people that anything that came out of New York, niggas wasn't fucking with that shit.
Fuck that.
They, niggas didn't even really few people.
We'll revisit this.
Few people did rock with Jay.
We'll get more opinion.
I mean, bro, and they didn't even think of Ja Rule and Murder Inc. Even though they were new. You ask them all. They from New York and stuff like that. They didn't even know that. You feel what I'm saying? They didn't even like dog, down south, people thought a red man was part of Wu-Tang.
Well, that's stupid.
I'm telling you.
They must ain't
know that. Cause they didn't. Yeah. They didn't. Dog, that's what I'm saying. It's just like
that's ridiculous, right?
Because no, listen. No, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Now, let me explain. Let me say, because this music thing is my thing. Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
And you used to be wrong.
What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to tell you is, like, it's just like this. People couldn't tell you who, like, you know, Nori and shit like that. Motherfuckers weren't buying that shit down there. Motherfuckers was, you see what I'm saying?
But don't you realize?
I agree with that.
Motherfuckers weren't buying none of that shit.
Down south, yo. Huh? Album sales. It ain't coming from down south.
Talk, down south is the biggest area. You talk about from Atlanta to Texas to the Arkansas, all that shit. Dog, what are you talking about?
What about the Northeast and the West Coast?
And down south was affiliated with the West Coast. Because the West Coast, and the down south, it moved together. You talking about New York versus, it was really like New York versus the world because Nelly was there.
It's a lot of New York
sprinkling, baby.
Man, don't. Yeah, no. Really? I mean, dog, come on, man. Right. When people thought of hip hop, dog, they didn't. I mean, y'all know about that stuff, but people didn't think about it.
I'm talking about people buying albums.
So you said people down south weren't buying albums, dog?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Man, they were burning shit.
What are you talking about, dog?
What are you saying? They weren't buying albums?
Yeah, but I'm talking about where the most sales come from.
It came from teenage kids all over the world.
The most people.
Where the most people was? I mean, I think you comparing a city to the whole United States, dog.
Talking about media size and all that shit. Where people
Market size. Market size.
The media markets don't have nothing to do with album sales, dog. Because album sales equate to people, individuals that's buying it, not the media market. Just because you're in New York don't mean more New York people.
It means a lot of motherfuckers in New York.
So you saying there's more people in New York than it is in North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas. You out of your mind. Texas is one of the biggest states in the country. What are you talking about?
Question,
you done lost your mind, dog. Like, really? Like, with my CSAC, with my PRO, my job was to go around and tag different people to get them in the artist area. It was Tennessee, Houston, Atlanta, Miami, New York was a market. New York faded out a long time ago, dog.
Okay.
New York faded out before the 2000s. They was fading out. New York faded out a long time ago, dog. What are you talking about?
You got it, man. Let's move on.
Nelly was right. Tell me how he was right.
Who's right?
And I rock with Nelly shit. With Murphy Lee and all them. That's subjective. That was bullshit.
I think Nelly didn't get a lot of recognition. But he got it. And he does just a different type of show. Like, his music wasn't. I don't think his music was to sell albums. I think his music was to sell
music. Raise your hand if you bought a Nelly album. Raise your hand if you bought a Nelly album.
Dude, it was plenty of people that did.
Raise your hand.
Built for Cuban Links, the last album I bought. That was 96.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're out.
Purple Tape was nice, though.
I'm sure it was. I heard him, but that's out of my part.
Raekwon, Purple Tape.
Is that a recent one?
Yeah, no, built for Cuban Links. Cuban Links. That's the purple tape.
It wasn't purple. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Damn,
it was purple.
It was.
Or red.
It wasn't purple. The last thing I bought, I see it in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
Cuban Links, that was purple tape. That was the purple tape. Anyway. All right, let's move on. Can we get the real shit, bro?
Yeah, because we're going to bring that music shit with that real shit of bullshit.
Yeah, you're going to bring it back.
Bullshit or real shit?
Y'all talking crazy, man.
What you mean, bro? New York is a big media market.
No, no, that's not. We know that.
All right, man. All right, you got it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let me all right. What Andre said about himself.
So with the recent news about, what's the girl named Jalen Green got?
Doesn't matter her name.
What is her name?
It's Drea, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but she.
Yep. Don't matter.
No, so, that don't matter to me. But it should to him, I guess, maybe.
With all these young dudes getting, it's these cougars, man, getting to these young dudes, man.
More power to them.
I think it's some bullshit that's going on. Okay. I think the NBA need to have cougar training. I
think they need to teach them. Who's the latest, Jaylen Brown?
No, it's another one. Cowboy. Oh, yeah, you did Cowboy.
Oh, Diggs. Jaylen Brown got an over two, right? Yeah, Jaylen Green. No, he got Jaylen Green. Yeah. I thought Brown had one too though.
Brown.
For Boston. Yeah. I thought he had a 40 something Joe though.
Ooh, that's too old.
I don't know, but anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. It was just Jaylen Green, but yeah, Diggs. They said she got three. All by millionaires. So she ain't never got work.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's how you play the game. You play the game. Sorry. Sorry. It's like, now I'm playing. That's how you play the game.
What if an old nigga like you hit that?
What if
Josie got Angel Reese pregnant?
That ain't how it works though. Oh, yeah, you're right. That is.
Then I'm taking custody. Yeah. I'm taking custody.
You could have blamed Jay.
She's 47 too, but she bad too. But I'm just saying, I thought Jayla had a older job, but she a grandmother, yeah. but yes, hold that job.
NBA should have some type of training, but it's gonna happen. It's just.
I mean,
the women know what they're doing, man. They know what they're doing.
So you don't think that's a problem? Well, they ain't in love.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
The problem is you have a bunch of NBA players with baby moms.
I mean, I didn't go have them anyway, though.
Ain't that new? That ain't me. That ain't nothing new, man. Okay.
So you think warning young dudes about older women is going to stop that? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Oh Lord!
I mean, you could.
He said, "Oh Lord!" They do need some guys, but I feel like
it could be for status too. Maybe that's giving them a status
You 20 years old. You're paying them. What status you need from a woman?
But you looking up to them from you've seen them from years.
Yeah, that's why they got the advantage on you. Like that's
what's Kanye's old girl name? The bald headed chick.
Amber Rose.
She was with CJ Stroud like a couple days.
CJ Stroud.
It's not all that. It's established, consistent. Know what the fuck they doing? It's a skill.
Yeah.
It's no game being played.
And the Cougars, they are. They looking better than ever. Then
looking better than ever.
BBL.
You got BBL. See what's going on?
Like you can't blame a young dude for like it's. Again, there's nothing wrong with it. But...
Girl, you my mama, but you don't look like my mama.
Right. It
should be a law against having kids with somebody. You got a kid law? Same age.
Law?
Oh, goodness.
In that case, wow. Hugh Hefner would be a man.
What Robert De Niro had a kid?
When did Hugh Hefner die?
I don't know.
Robert De Niro just had a kid, dog. He's 83.
Did he?
De Niro, he just had he was eight.
Black women, right?
He's like, eight. Well, his black woman's pregnant because she was like...
She's not
40
yet. Is she?
She's 40
yet?
Not even close. Like, she's in the 20s and 30s. This dude is like 83. He's like 70-something or 80-something. Like, by time the kid get in... Right there. By time that kid get in middle school...
And he don't remember middle school,
all right, De Niro gonna be gone.
All right, move on.
He left a long time ago. Where you go?
So
that nigga dead. But for real, if that kid reaches high school graduation and De Niro is still here, but I'm just saying, and he's still here, that's like a milestone. That's incredible. That'll be incredible, dog. Oh, where's daddy? Right there on the mantle.
No more.
Right there on the mantle. looking at you. Now I'm playing. Go ahead. All
right, so Bronny, let's talk about Bronny.
All right, yeah, let's get out of this.
Bronny James. Bronny James finished the season.
Looking at you.
Yeah, I know Bronny James had a heart condition earlier this
year. Yeah.
He finished the season averaging 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists in 25 games. Should he go pro?
No.
Heck no.
For what?
Maybe pro NBA, NBA Live.
For what? He also a gamer, right? He played video games, too. He go pro with that.
Yeah, exactly. He ain't ready for the NBA yet.
So, y'all don't think he should go pro?
No, he's not ready.
His point is, it doesn't matter.
I know.
His NIL evaluation is already a new one.
So if he goes,
he making more money now than he would in the NBA.
Why sit up?
Because he makes like $6 or $7 million a year.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
He's not gonna pick first round.
You think he'll get picked first round?
No, but why you say he making more than he would in
the NBA? He's making $4 million
a year.
He's making $6 or $7 million a year.
What are you talking about?
His NIL is like six. Yeah.
Okay, what's he getting NIL about?
Six.
Huh? His evaluation. He got that though.
You don't think so? When he get an NBA, he won't get those same endorsements.
You know, NIL. He get some endorsements,
Whoever giving him money, NIL give him money when the NBA. What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
Nah, not a bench
rock. What are you talking about?
I mean, it depends on where you're getting the money from, though. You could because schools give NIL money too.
I mean, he's still LeBron's. He's still LeBron's son. It's gonna be a different level of spirit, different level of exposure. You're gonna be lasting off the bench compared to the NBA, compared to college. When you're dealing with college students, you know what I'm saying? His level of popularity.
Fuck. I'm on the side now.
And you're right. The NBA, you still get
it. Right. It'll be a commercial with Nationwide with LeBron and Bronny.
And going to USC another year is not gonna make you a better player.
God damn it.
Than being in the NBA training. With NBA coaches.
So that's the thing though, right? So we all.
God damn it!
We got.
So you get.
You think so?
I agree with that.
It's some misconception that you get better
off the thing.
It fell off.
It's some misconception that you get better staying in college, going to class every day, playing against college players instead of going to the NBA playing ball all day every day.
Let me ask you.
Against NBA players.
Correct.
You don't get better.
But being
a college student, but, being in the NBA.
But my question is this though: Let me ask you a question though. No, he's talking about with the trainers and stuff. But let me ask this though: does that work for everybody though?
Exactly.
Because if we sit here and say that Kwame Brown probably wouldn't have been better off going to college than going to the NBA.
Man. I mean, so what's wrong with Kwame Brown? What's wrong with Kwame Brown? He had a long NBA career.
I'm not saying he didn't.
The Wizards picked him too early. That was the problem. They picked him number one. He should have been like a second round pick or something. That ain't his fault. He had a long career.
I'm not saying it.
He had a long career. He had a long NBA career. So it ain't about him being better if he stayed in college. That's the best he would have been.
But I think
he reaches full potential.
But I also
it was
think,
a bad pick.
I think maturity got to come into it too, though. At some point, because I mean, he wasn't ready to play with Michael Jordan, dog. Like that dude crushed his whole spirit, dog. Michael Jordan crushed his spirit, dog. But he did.
What do you mean, crush his spirit? He was a bum. He wasn't a number one pick. He wasn't a number one pick. He should have been coming off the bench his first 5 years.
He was a number one pick, though.
Number one pick. Another team would have drafted him, too. But it's ain't about.
I know, but what I'm saying, he just wasn't
what
good.
I'm saying, My point is this. Like, yeah, I feel like sometimes that if you're in college and you're maturing, it's not even about your game all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, going to the NBA, playing with these dudes, working out with these dudes, whatever. Sometimes I think it's about your maturity level.
Why can't you get mature in the NBA?
Because you got these grown-ass men. I mean, we all know that going to the professional level of any sport, you got to have a mentality. Mm-hmm. You have to. Because if you don't, you'll get washed right out. Because, nigga, these are grown men. They don't give a fuck about you. And your little ass, they don't care. So if you don't have a strong mind, if you don't have the mentality, you're going to wash right on out, right? For the most part. Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? No?
We're playing basketball,
What happened?
No, you think that's it? You think that's all?
We're playing basketball.
You think that's it? Then we just going to play basketball.
That's what they're doing. They basketball players.
Dog, that's not all this. That's not all this. Everything in it, though, dog.
What?
It's not.
Okay. So you're immature. You're gonna be immature. Going to college 1 year ain't gonna make you a headstrong.
I'm on your side.
It ain't gonna make you nothing, more mature though.
What happens if he doesn't get drafted?
It don't matter.
What happens if he doesn't get drafted?
But here's the thing. He will.
If Bronny doesn't get drafted,
he will.
I'm saying, what happens if he doesn't get drafted?
Okay. And he'll go play in Australia.
If Bronny James was not LeBron,
would that be a smart move then to go and be drafted?
He wouldn't even.
What if going to USC another year do? What does that do?
If he was.
It gives him what?
It gives you still more experience playing, and hopefully get to the big stage and playing NCAA tournament. But he not
going to get no time. NCAA tournament don't mean shit.
He don't get no time in NBA. He be being a genie. He build up playing a genie. He not been up playing NBA.
Y'all tripping, man.
Here's the problem with that analysis.
It's y'all tripping.
You're treating Bronny as if he's a regular dude.
I don't care who he is. It's the same shit.
But
if you don't get better, you got to wait.
So
exactly,
it's fine. But he is LeBron James' son. He will get drafted, and yes, he should go. I agree with Omar.
Okay, well,
he should go and be a second round pick, ride the bench, and float the G League back.
I guarantee he'll be a late first round pick if he goes out.
Why he can't get better as he get older in the NBA?
He can't get better.
You think he can get better in college, but you don't think he can get better in the NBA? That don't make sense.
He can't get better than NBA with NBA trainers playing. He can move up in the draft and get higher picked.
The only reason
what does
why
that do?
He's
a, he do a higher pick.
NBA is a possibility because he's LeBron James' son. So what you're saying is misleading. And what you're saying is not based on the fact that he's LeBron James' son. So both of y'all are talking two different arguments here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. All right, let's move on real quick. What's the time on this, B-Dub?
1:10.
Damn. All right.
Doing good.
Let's talk about Shohei Ohtani. We got a little baseball now.
Oh, man. This whole saga is crazy.
Talk about it.
So,
the other dude? Like, what is going on here?
So, Shohei.
Ohtani did that, man.
Exactly. That's what I heard.
Let me get it.
Put his whole name together, right? Let me get a number.
Let him break it down.
Ohtani did it. Okay.
Explain to the viewers.
Okay, I just want to know who did it.
The viewers, what we talking about?
I just want to know who did it.
Shohei Ohtani, who recently signed a damn near $1 billion deal with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. 3 years, $700 million, right?
10 years?
10 years, $700 million. Sorry. His interpreter, which is a dude that he's tight with, he follow him everywhere, even batting practice. He recently got fired by the Dodgers because he had a gambling debt of $4.5 million. Ohtani covered it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Put quotes in your
head. And now he's under an investigation by the FBI.
That's the story. The
FBI is investigating it.
Right.
So y'all think it was Ohtani betting illegally?
We move.
I don't want to be racist, but Asians are notorious gamblers. You ever been in Vegas? You see them motherfuckers?
Baccarat?
Them motherfuckers, baccarat, the poker table. Yeah, they be at the $10,000 table like that.
All right, exactly.
And he got it.
Look, $4 million,
it's still tricking. It's just you got it. That's all.
It ain't tricking.
$4 million,
but you still tricking. It's just you got it.
He has. But the thing is, you look at Charles Barkley, other NBA players. Michael Jordan, they bet all the time. The problem is, it was illegal broker.
Right, no,
it
wasn't legal in California. Betting's not legal.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
So
that's the problem because
it wasn't legal.
Betting ain't legal.
Uh-huh. So if it was legal, probably would have been a problem as long as he's not betting on his own sport.
Right, it's soccer. You know
what I'm saying? It wasn't on baseball.
Well, exactly. Jordan and them had gambling debts. They wasn't betting on. They was betting between.
Type of stuff, man.
They betting on, but they was betting between. Like it wasn't like. It wasn't betting on
Jordan
games.
Jordan wasn't betting on games.
Yeah.
He was a degenerate gambler.
He was a gambler. He bet on golf games with him.
I know why he brought Jordan into it.
He went to Las Vegas.
The funny thing about it is,
I'm just saying,
trying to cover it up. It's all a cover up with it.
So you think Ohtani was the one gambler?
Yeah.
He covered it real quick.
It was
because. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Because the interpreter is the one calling the bookie, the interpreter is the one talking to the bookie, basically. They can't ever prove that Ohtani did it. Okay. So that's why
he's taking a fall.
No.
And I also think they're gay.
Ohtani.
I think they're gay too.
Come on now.
Who, the interpreter or Ohtani?
Huh?
The interpreter or the show?
You can't be gay by yourself.
I think he gay.
These views do not reflect the people on the show. It's just.
It's his views and his views only.
What are you talking about? I didn't say being gay was bad. Being gay is not bad. I just said I think they ain't in a relationship together.
Oh, that's what you said. I'm sorry.
I didn't say being gay is bad.
I just said your views.
Why you gotta say that?
My bad.
I don't know.
It was the tone. It was the tone. That's all.
We're not gonna be cat.
I'm looking at.
You being homophobic, yo.
I'm not homophobic.
Yeah, that's you.
All I said was I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it on the screen. I know what I'm looking at. You know what I mean?
I ain't saying nothing about being. All right, let's move on. Oh, we're going to do our first review of BMF.
I apologize. I didn't catch up. So
that's
fine.
Huh?
So
it's easy one.
He's on episode one, season three.
Okay, you just started episode three. Okay.
That's fine. Right. I want to get to it.
So, so season three, Meech is in ATL doing his thing, right?
Yeah.
That's BZL's spot.
Yeah, I like we got some new characters. Should I say characters?
Yeah, that's fine.
Characters.
Yeah, like 2 Chainz playing the guy Stax.
A little bit in that joint.
Then we got Neo.
Yeah, oh, that shit was good. I wanted some. Okay, never
mind. Neo.
Neo's the club owner, right?
Neo, the booty club chomp.
Yeah,
owner.
And see how he whooped his ass at the end. I think.
Yeah, he deserved
it. Neo, the one that. Neo.
You know what I feel like? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know what I feel like? I feel like when stuff happens, like right now, Meech has gotten. So Stax, is his name Stax?
Stax is 2 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz. Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. Stax is gone. Because basically he was like, if you can't float the weight, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? He basically put him out.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't trying to, get down with the plan.
Yeah.
And then he found out that Neo set him up. So he kicked his ass. But what I feel like is Meech now is going to not respect him enough to look out for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's going to be like, all right, them niggas ain't going to do nothing. I'm just that nigga. They're not going to mess with me. No more. I think that beat that. But I think them dudes are sneaky dudes, right? So I think coming up, I think both of them going to be a problem.
Oh, yes.
That's what I mean.
That's going to be it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how niggas be like,
I got you.
Man, I'm going to whoop his ass again if he do something. But by the time he do some damage, you might be out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they're going to be a problem. I think they're going to be a problem.
I thought they needed Stats because he had the most workers. Ain't that what they said when he first...
Yeah, but the problem was that they said, because Stax was like, I go there, my people go with me. Yeah. He was like, nah. He said, because you ain't never pawned your Rolexes
exactly,
for us.
Exactly.
And they stayed. Because me showed them love. Like when they had a product, he said, I'm going to sell my stuff to keep y'all floating.
Exactly.
Keep y'all eating. Exactly. So he said, you ain't never done that for us. So them dudes ain't going with him.
Yeah, they loyal to Meech now.
Yeah, they ain't going with him.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I think he's going to be a problem because he knows the operation.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Yeah. They didn't get the weight, so me sold all his Rolexes to pay.
And he'll float them.
They still get paid. Yeah.
You'll see that. So.
I try to get into it because, I mean, like, knowing some of the real stuff and then, you know, them making it for the movie.
Uh-huh.
No, let me say my...
You seen the documentary too, right?
Yeah, the documentary, yeah.
You know, we can talk about The Wire.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't want to watch my life on TV.
Yeah,
so Neo. Darius, tell us what's gonna happen since you already know.
Wait, man, y'all just politely. I will.
Yeah. You said you ain't watching.
That's not what I said. He got his opinion. He got his opinion.
Oh, he said watching it. Something about something. I don't know.
I said I didn't watch.
This is a documentary. He know about it though.
Yeah, I know about. I said watching it.
Yeah, him and Meech was in a job.
I said throwing up hundreds and then knowing like
hundreds, fifties.
You know how they over dramatize and they make it.
Of course.
You know, for TV and make it more interesting.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, shit,
and then some of the guys that changed the name.
From what I understand, he was throwing money like that. They should have showed that. I mean, his life was interesting enough.
To me, the whole situation, like how it started, year one to season two, it was completely real. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of that was real from the Detroit when he moved to the A and the B. When he moved to the A and then got affiliated with the Jack the and put Jack the Rapper and all that, I remember that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now it seems like they making it more of a. It's not real.
Season three now, man.
Yeah,
it's
trying to keep it going.
Like you said, they had a 20-year run, so you got to have They got to make the story. You have to make the storyline more than you got to. You got to fill in the lines a little bit.
You but know you don't know. I mean, even though you get the story, like you don't know every single like. Minute of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put in some shit that's interesting.
Stories where you get canceled.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But see, the thing is, and I'm on camera, but I had interaction with the guys. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So some of this stuff, I look at some of this stuff, and I'll be like,
it's dramatized a little bit.
It's going to be interesting because Meech get out real soon.
Get out next
he put his hand on it. You feel what I'm saying?
But his hand probably is still already
on. But it's not. It's just like this in real life. Because like
before he even did this.
Like this in real life.
Like
in real life, like when Meech came down here, Terry was here for a minute, but them cats was at war. Them dudes weren't friends. They weren't. And in real life, they was not friends. The brothers was enemies.
But that happened later on, and we haven't gotten that far in the season yet. But if you watch the documentary, it still takes a little bit of time for that war started. And the war started because of a certain reason. So I ain't want to get, on the documentary.
Appreciate it.
But if you watch the documentary, he just got to ATL. So the war with his brother started after legal and some more stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get to that part later on, but we won't get to the head of the story.
Yeah, well, crazy is episode 4 already came out tonight.
Yeah, it came out tonight.
Yeah, we'll catch that.
The answer to your question is yes. I think both of them gonna be a problem. Are they gonna be a problem?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I think both of them gonna be a problem.
Neo gonna
trust. You're kind of a bitch.
But look, I got a
sneaky dude, dog.
Who?
But he ain't gonna trust him no more. You can't.
Yeah, he already know he set him up.
But like I said, though,
you can't trust him no more.
Neo's character.
I don't think he's gonna.
What about the girl? What about the girl, man?
The stripper job?
No.
What's the girl talking about?
The one with the gold teeth.
Oh, you talking about the gold teeth. Detroit.
She's so uneasy on the eyes, huh? Hey, look, I don't want this on the podcast. We don't need to talk about all that.
Oh, she was getting down, though. She wasn't getting down. She was like, suck it.
Oh, patience,
my bad. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
So her daddy is a politician.
Judge? I think he's.
Yeah, he's a judge. He runs the joke.
Detroit, yeah. Hey, it's getting interesting, though.
But in all honesty, like that whole show and how they it's amazing how they brought that back.
Yeah.
And they're trying to tell that story because them cats had so much in the early 2000s when nobody was moving units.
Yeah.
They had so much of an imprint on music and hip hop. Like and if you pay attention to it, where he said that's he got it from his father, because his father was a musician and this, that, and the other.
Because him and Jeezy was tight.
He was really trying.
And I didn't even know who he was. I'm sorry.
To get out the game.
He wasn't. Him and Jeezy weren't tight. He was the one that brought Jeezy on to the scene. Really.
Yeah. Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? Jeezy way down south. But he brought him.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like.
Don't Jeezy do that?
No.
Nah.
I don't know, but it's like that.
Not like
that. He don't do any of that. Nothing of what you did, he did.
Nah, he's on. He does something similar, but not like that. Something like that. You sound like Lil John. What did you drink?
Motherfuckers, I hate all these motherfuckers. All right, well, let me say this. As far as BMF, if you just get past some of the bad acting, it's actually all right. It's actually pretty good.
It's a good show.
It's some bad acting.
Meech.
Yeah.
It's some bad acting. You got to get past.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but
he's not an actor.
He learned. He learned from.
His father told him put him on.
He got better.
Yeah.
Big Meech said.
When you see some shows, you see these shows where you like it's a bad acting, but you just find yourself fooled.
You know? Yeah,
like shows like that.
The whole Power Universe, like that whole universe.
Man, don't get me started on that bullshit.
But you know they about to start.
They canceled it.
Two.
But I really like that joint.
Nah, I hate that shit. I hate that shit. Nah, I fucking.
No, they just doing that one. Yeah,
I fucking hate that.
But they starting to They go stop it when they were kids and when they met Kate.
I tried to watch it because I love Mary.
Wow.
You know, you didn't like Ghost Book 2?
No, that's the one he ain't like.
I think Tyreek.
Yeah, he don't like Tyreek.
I hate Tyreek as a character, yeah. I hate him too.
I think